Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Today, we are just jumping into a short analysis of Austin Eckler. It's not a big episode, but I wanted to discuss Austin Eckler's value as he has received the big contract to stay with the Chargers. It looks like Melvin Gordon will pretty much officially be out of the way. So let's just discuss Austin Eckler and how to value him as we head into the 2020 fantasy season. So quick recap of last year, Austin Eckler, he kind of emerged on the scene in the wake of the Melvin Gordon holdout, and he finished the season as the number four running back in PPR leagues. He had 132 rush attempts, 557 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Nothing amazing, but a nice 4.22 yard per carry average. Now, where he really shined was in the receiving game. 104 targets, 92 receptions, so great catch rate, and 993 yards and 8 touchdowns. So if you combine it, all purpose total yards, he had 1,550 total yards and 11 touchdowns. Incredible season. Number four PPR running back. However, I thought that these numbers may kind of be skewed because Melvin Gordon was gone and then he came back. So I wanted to break it down. What did Austin Eckler do in the absence of Melvin Gordon? And what did he do once he was back in that tandem with Gordon? So Gordon, he returned really week 5 is when he started playing again. So weeks 1 through 4, Austin Eckler was the number 2 running back, only behind Christian McCaffrey, and he was averaging 27.25 fantasy points per game, which is absolutely incredible. Now weeks 5 through 17, he was the number 5 running back, so still a great running back, and he had a 10-point drop-off there and averaged 17 points per game. Now these averages, you know, it's only 4 weeks to 12 weeks, but it does show that Melvin Gordon's return really did have an effect on Austin Eckler. However, I believe a big part of that is kind of a, you know, regression that we would naturally see with or without Melvin Gordon. And we have to remember, 17 points per game is still great, especially for a guy in a tandem. So he was effective and still a top 5 running back in a tandem with a Pro Bowler in front of him. So Austin Eckler, he really had unsustainable production weeks 1 through 4, but I think he can very easily sustain those weeks 5 through 17 production at 17 points per game. I think he can do that this coming year. Now, Austin Eckler, he is a great running back and a great wide receiver. That's why he's such a good fantasy option, is because he can score points in so many different ways. He's a lot like Christian McCaffrey or David Johnson was back in the day, but he is incredibly undervalued. He seems to be going rounds 2 and 3. You know, no one's going to take Austin Eckler first round, even though he was a top 5 running back. And Melvin Gordon is gone. All right, people are scared by this quarterback change. It looks like Rivers, he is out there. We don't know. Are they going to bring in a rookie? Are they going to, you know, do free agency? Tyrod Taylor's there. We don't know what's going to be the quarterback situation. But I believe Austin Eckler can repeat those numbers and be a top 5 running back once again. People are also scared that Justin Jackson is going to come in and steal Melvin Gordon's role, and now Austin Eckler won't be a top 5 running back? Well, he already was a top 5 running back, and I do believe Justin Jackson will cut into that workload, obviously. I think he will replace Melvin Gordon in some way. But Justin Jackson is not as good as Melvin Gordon, and Austin Eckler has definitely earned a role in this offense. So I'm not too scared of Justin Jackson. I'm not too scared about the new quarterback change because, you know, new quarterback, he's going to throw dump-offs to Austin Eckler. So Austin Eckler is one of the safer running backs, in my opinion, in these rounds. And the upside he possesses, he can be a top 5 running back. He's already done it. And the fact that you can get him rounds 2 and 3 this coming season, it's incredible. So Austin Eckler is one of my favorite running backs, and I just wanted to talk about how I'm valuing him going into the 2020 season. Obviously, things will change with free agency, who they pick up as a quarterback, but he's a first-round talent, a top 5 running back. He's done that in a tandem. Melvin Gordon's out of the way. Not sure how big of a role Justin Jackson will have, but I don't think it matters. Weeks 5 through 17, he was still a top 5 running back. So Austin Eckler, great running back. I am not worried about him. And if you can grab him second round, third round, do so. No questions asked. And if you can get him the first round even, I don't think that is spending up based on how electric of a player and how versatile of a player Austin Eckler was. It's very hard to shut down because he can score in the receiving game and the run game. Austin Eckler is one of my favorite guys, and I am targeting him all drafts heading into 2020. All right, thank you for listening, as always. I hope you enjoyed this. Leave any comments down below. How are you valuing Austin Eckler? Do you think he was a one-year flash in the pan, or do you think he can sustain consistent production for many years to come? Leave your thoughts. All right, I'll see you next time.